we're here for a good time.
Wow, can it be Thursday already? It must be. Tag, here we are live on the air. Holy smokes. It'll be a fun day. Although it's a little gray outside, I think there's a storm threatening. But, you know, I'm looking around and all of a sudden spring has sprung. I've got crocuses growing up, you know, showing up in my yard already in our garden. It looks really cool. I've got some bumblebees already bumbling around. So I think we've turned the corner. My snowblower is still parked in the back just in case, but I think I'm going to put that away this weekend and maybe help my father-in-law take off his blade, off his pickup too. I think we've turned the corner. But it's also March Madness time too. So welcome to Thursday's live local radio show. It's always fun to be here. I'm here every Thursday except for when I'm not. Last week I was hiding in Canada for a while doing a little rotary thing, and it was kind of fun and getting to talk to our friends in Canada. Part of Rotary International, of course, is we are part of an international organization, and part of my district here is Canada, and we love those Canadians. And it was actually fun. I haven't been to Canada for gosh, I don't even know, maybe 6 years or so. So I hadn't gone that direction, but it was fun. It was Creston, and Creston's great little bakery downtown, and we met some Rotarians there and did kind of a hands across the border type thing to make sure we're all keeping kind of friends with our friends to the north that way. So thank you for all you guys do up in Canada for sure. But we're now in NCAA March Madness time tag, and it looks like most of our brackets are holding chalk, or, well, they're not, actually, are they? How are you doing so far?
I'm not doing too bad, actually. Yeah. I mean, there was definitely some teams where I was like, I did not see that upset coming. Little St. John, Arkansas, that was
right.
A tough one for the bracket, but right. For the most part, nothing crazy that's happened.
Well, it was kind of funny because there are no brackets that are left intact.
None yet. As of last week.
Every year, yeah. Right? There's never been a year that anybody's gotten it right for any, you know, all
no,
the way through.
No, never. Yeah, impossible. Really.
Well, is it, or could you fill out, there's got to be a math equation to it.
2,000, yeah. Like maybe 200,000, yeah.
put that AI to work, you know, and fill out all these
brackets.
You'll be able
to get one right one.
You know, people used to joke about that when I was the lottery commissioner for Idaho, that they said, okay, so the Powerball, there's got to be an equation. And there is. And if you spend X amount of dollars, you can buy every possible combination.
Okay,
so think about that, which is cool. And I can't remember how many millions, pushing billions of dollars that was. And you would actually make money back. You could anyway. Problem being that if one other person won, or two other people, or three other people, you know, you're dividing it that much, and then all of a sudden you've lost that much of a difference. So that's why nobody does it. But you never know. I mean, somebody's got to win. And the secret weapon I've always told people about the lottery is all the winners have one thing in common. You know what that is?
Buying a ticket.
You have to buy at least one ticket.
Yeah, you got to get one.
And it's true. They all have done that. So no, I'm looking at – I've got Duke, and it hurts me to say so. I've got Duke taking the championship in NCAAs. And who do you think is going to win?
I got Houston.
Houston.
Auburn, I believe, I have in the finals. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, the Gonzaga-Houston game was good. It really was. I thought
Gonzaga did
so well. It was a real basketball game. You know, they were back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it was just really fun to watch that game. And,
yeah, I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
And I've already seen, I think, two players now have left Gonzaga for the portal. And they weren't key players. I think that Dusty Stromer, who was kind of a role player. And then the South Korean player who was going to be good, but he just needed some time to grow. And, you know, Mark Few went deeper this year on his bench than he has most years. But I didn't see a whole lot of opportunity for either of those two moving forward. But you never know. That's why he does it every year. Comes up with a new lineup that competes in the national championship tournament.
They never don't do it.
How do you do that? I mean,
it is really something special because it didn't happen a long time ago. And then the last 20-ish years, every year they're getting to March Madness. And it's like,
what, since 99, right?
Yeah, 99. Is that what it was? Yeah. 25, 26 years, they've just been killing it.
And they had that run for Sweet 16s that came to an end this year.
Yep.
But they had the worst seeding. They truly did. But, you know, sooner or later you've got to play every team, I guess. So if you're going to have a juggernaut like Houston, you'll see him either the second round or you'll see him somewhere down the road. But, that was a shame. But Kelvin Sampson was awesome. He was such a booster for Gonzaga and Mark Few and all that. I like seeing that in the sports, too. They're also cutthroat now, and it's, you know, win or not, and it's always a blood sport now. And then to see gentlemen like Kelvin Sampson, who was here at Wazoo years ago, and he and Few were friends back then. That's when Mark Few was an assistant coach at Gonzaga.
Yeah, exactly,
it's been that
right.
long.
Yeah.
So that's cool to have those long-term friendships for sure. So no, it'll be fun to watch it. There's a couple games on tonight. And I know this show rebroadcasts on Friday and or Saturday, mm-hmm. right? So
yep.
when I say tonight, I mean Thursday night. And then, of course, there'll be games on Friday. And then we would move down to the Sweet 16, and then we'd move to the Final Four.
Yeah,
and
exactly. We're getting close.
That'll be really cool. It is funny how organized that really is. Think about all the moving parts you have to have.
Oh, there's a lot. And yeah, for it to be so organized and on time all the time, it's great.
All the way across the country for most of it, too. It's really cool. Then you have what do they call it now? They have the there's two other tournaments that are going on.
There's that the losers tournament really is what it is. I mean, I don't know the name.
I don't know if they used to call it that, but I think it's
non-entry.
Yeah, the ones who didn't quite make
yeah,
it that
yeah.
way. And I've seen there's a few WCC teams in there, and they seem to be winning. So it was a better league than some years. But you know, I think they still call it the NIT, and I think there's still another one that's a computer sponsored one or something too. So there's definitely opportunity out there for teams to keep playing, and they are, which I guess is good. I haven't watched anything other than NCAA, and I haven't watched a whole lot of that, I must admit, too. But I'll watch the rest of it. I kind of give up after Gonzaga drops out.
Yeah, right. That's fair. If you're a big fan, you go, I don't want to watch the rest of this.
It's touchy. I do need to give a shout-out, though. It's Corey Donenfeld's birthday. And I don't know if you know Corey mm-hmm. or not. He's one of the co-owners of Northwest Auto Body, and he's one of my bosses. And it's always nice that he gives me the Thursday for a little while to come down here and say hi to everybody. So I've got to say, you know, and I'm sure he's not listening. He's out. He took the day off today. So the last thing he's doing is listening to FM radio, I'm pretty sure, at this point. But anyway, happy birthday to Corey. I think he's the ripe old age of 39 or so, because he won the 40 under 40 award last year for 40 leaders under 40 years old. So I knew he was had 1 year to go. I helped nominate him and get him, you know, that direction. And he was awarded that. And Max, you know Max, the sports editor,
mm-hmm, yep.
he's nominated for the same thing this year, too. So it's all these 40-year-olds. So
look at that.
I know. Well, we've been talking way too much between you and me, but I enjoyed every second of it, Tag. I really do. I think what we'll do, though, is we're going to take our first break. And then when we come back, we're going to bring Lisa Bond in from SASE, which would be your Sandpoint area seniors. And she's got some things going on that are pretty interesting, and she wants to share them. So let's do this. Let's take a break, and we will catch up in a minute or two. Thank you.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
Imagine hiring a carpenter to fix a computer.
Just a little whack should do it.
Or a plumber to fix your TV.
Think I found the leak.
Sometimes it's just better to start with an expert. When it comes to your car or truck transmission, get it done right the first time. Call on the specialist at Burnett's Transmission. Burnett's is absolutely the undisputed expert in transmission service and replacement. They've invested in the sophisticated equipment and certified training required to offer you affordable expert transmission repair. Cars and trucks, 4x4s and motorhomes, manual or automatic. When it comes to your transmission, turn to the specialist Burnett's Transmission on Highway 200 next to the Hoot Owl. Call them today for a free transmission performance diagnosis. 263-0589. You'll feel better knowing that the experts at Burnett's did the job. Or you could call your dentist.
Aha! Maybe if I just pull this... Oh, maybe not.
At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, we know it is either third winter or second spring, and that's why we're getting ready for all things yard and garden. Yellow and white onion sets and seed potatoes will be arriving soon. For seed potatoes this year, choose from Red Norland, Russet Burbank, Yukon Gold, Kennebec, And new this year, Huckleberry Gold. Huckleberry Gold is a purple-skinned, golden-flesh potato that is lower on the glycemic index and was produced at University of Idaho. As usual, the co-op stocks a wide assortment of garden seeds, including organic, heirloom, and the standard hybrid varieties, so you have the best possible choice in seeds for the best possible garden. Onion sets, seed potatoes, garden seeds, soil amendments, garden tools, and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Co-opgasandsupply.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live local radio hour. Gosh, I'm looking across and I see the best looking hat I've seen all day. And underneath that hat is Lisa Bond from SASE, which I think stands for Sandpoint Area Seniors.
Incorporated.
Incorporated, the I.
You betcha. The I is little, though.
Oh, really? It's a lowercase I.
Yeah, it's kind of sassy.
There, I see you're breaking the rules.
You see I did there.
I see what you did there. And then funny when you say, I see, because we're on radio, we can't see anything. But I can see that beautiful hat. I really enjoy
Thank you.
It kind of has like a Smokey the Bear vibe to it.
Oh, okay.
You
good.
Think so?
The green, yeah, I guess. Yeah, it does have that vibe.
Well, again, great seeing you. What is going on in the world of seniors? And, I don't know, the older crowd. How do we say that?
In the aging community, I think is how we refer to it. Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Aren't we all aging?
I am by the second right now. So what's going on at our favorite center?
Well, I tell you, it feels like spring has sprung. So we're heading into some campaigns and joining with other nonprofits. So you'll begin to hear all over town and in this county the phrase Live Give 7B. So about 60 nonprofits are coming together, and I wish I could name them all right now, but I won't do that to you, David.
She threatened to do that a while ago, and I said, we'll do top 10,
yeah.
Do five.
You know,
after 25 people, you might lose people. And we try to keep people awake when they're listening to the radio, if they're driving. So
right.
I think it might be
so
a
we'll
tough
keep
one.
It a mystery, but if you go to 7B Gives to the website, you can find all 60 of the nonprofits. And you can also find Sandpoint Area Seniors there. And really the idea is to keep 7B dollars in 7B.
Yeah.
And make sure that when we have these big campaigns, and we have a lovely group of people, a collaborative that meets at the Community Resource and Envision Center. And we come together really mainly to talk about how to be a nonprofit in this county. What is it like? And how do we collaborate and support one another and share ideas? I think sometimes we think there's a pie and we all need to reach for that tiny little sliver of the pie.
Right.
But sometimes when we work together, we can all get a bigger piece of the pie. And that's the idea of 7B Gives.
Yeah, a lot of times I think we work together, all these nonprofits kind of working to the same end, mm-hmm. going different ways to get there.
Right.
But I think there may be some ways to that way too, where collaboration can solve that.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And so, of course, the mission of the Senior Center is to address nutrition, good nutrition for seniors in the community, and also really promote social connection. And so on the positive note, of course, we have our activities that we do, and those you can find on our webpage, and you can find the monthly calendar and in our newsletter. And at the end of the day, it's really about promoting purpose and adaptability and connection, and that's where we are at the Senior Center right now. So the 7B Gives campaign starts on the 14th and ends on the 18th,
okay.
But we'll be running our campaign for roughly 30 days and really making the appeal to the community to understand that we only get a portion of our financial support from the federal government for the home-delivered meals program. And everything else is what we raise in our fundraisers.
Right.
I know, I see this guy out of the corner of my eye going, oh, wow, that must be hard. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
wonderful because this is a very giving community.
It really is.
They show up for things that they believe in. And so the Senior Center, there are many of us who find ourselves at this stage of our lives, myself included, and we're defining and redefining ourselves right. and looking for places to find that connection.
Right. You were sharing earlier that there are how many registered nonprofits in Bonner County?
Well, I had said 400, but
well, back in the day, there were 1,000.
Yeah.
And what happens, though, is they all don't re-register every year.
Right.
So that 400 or so are the ones that have a state, they're up to date with the state and all that kind of stuff.
And for those who don't know, that's a lot for a county this size.
Oh, I bet per capita, I think we're probably one of the highest ones, at least I know about anyway.
Yes. Yeah. And all doing great work. And the notion of having less because that would be better, no, we don't believe that. What we do believe in is supporting, when we can, all the other nonprofits and their missions.
Right.
Because the idea of a nonprofit is filling the gap of what isn't being filled elsewhere.
Exactly right. Yeah. And that's where the Envision Center has come in too, hasn't it? It's been a good umbrella.
Exactly. Yeah. Sort of like the organizer or the orchestrator or the conductor, if you will, of the nonprofits, making sure that people in the community know, here's how you find these resources.
And they don't know what they don't know. If they're needing housing or food, I think at that point in your life, you're panicking. You're not really thinking clearly anyway.
Right.
Where do I go? What do I do? How can I get the next tank of gas to get to Great Falls where my relatives are or something, whatever the situation is? And I think that's
a clearinghouse, if you will, for the nonprofits.
Yeah, very good.
Good people over there. Shout out to Katie Bigalke and the work
Absolutely. She's doing. Absolutely. In fact, I went to a meeting here a little while ago with them, and I learned more about them too.
Yeah. So we're also doing some other exciting things, David, and we didn't talk about this earlier, but Katie and I are doing a podcast together on a regular basis, and we're interviewing elders in the community. So they will show up on Spotify, and we have a spot on another radio station that gives us airtime a couple times.
And KRFY is great. There's no competition there. We all try to get the word out. And, that's awesome.
But
it's a podcast, so it's video as well as?
Video as well as audio.
So you can see these hats then.
Yes.
I'd tune in just for that.
All right. Well, I'll hold you to that.
Okay.
And I'll ask you what color my hat was on the last podcast. But the idea really for storytelling is that, you know, when we really understand the depth and breadth of this community and the people that we have here, it's about breaking the barriers right now. If we really listen to the narrative, it's all about division in every possible way. But the way we come together is we hear each other's story. We see each other as human. And the way we do that is just asking the questions and being curious.
Right. Right. Before your time, I had stopped by the center a few times for lunch, part of Rotary. And, you know, I looked around there and I said, I recognize this person or that person. Mm-hmm. So I sat down. And all of a sudden, like you said, the walls come down. As I remember when you were on the Northern Lights board or whatever it was, you know, being the newspaper guy I was at that point. And it was like, oh, this is nice. And they enjoyed that, too.
Right.
Some had no idea who I was, who was this guy talking to me for a while. But they also enjoyed the conversation, too. But, again, those walls came down. They're sharing their stories. We're talking for 5 minutes or so. But, you know, all of a sudden you can see that release. And that was really cool.
Yeah. And we, of course, have the Geezer Forum. And at the Geezer Forum, we'll be doing a little presentation on estate planning and preparing wills. And in the topic in and of itself, I think a lot of people spend a fair amount of time avoiding or thinking about, and it's one of those things to procrastinate. But for your loved ones and for the people we leave behind, it's one of the best decisions that you can make.
Right.
So we'll have that topic on April 8th.
April 8th. Same location?
Same location, 2:30. And everyone is welcome.
And speakers to be named later, apparently.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I have another third one that's coming in, and I hate to leave them out, but I haven't confirmed them yet.
Well, if you say it, though, they'll show up.
Pressure?
You've got that peer pressure thing going on.
That's one idea.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, that's really, really good. And again, this will be your second one as I...
Correct.
I'm doing
that. And those who wonder, Paul is doing wonderfully in Oregon. He gives his shout out and hellos to his Sandpoint community and is doing great.
Yeah. Well, it was a good handoff. It truly was. And I think he's still writing the column for the spokesman. Still.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen one since then, but I don't know what his when he was turning those in anyway, but I always look for him. It's always nice to see his smiling face.
Yeah.
He was a great mayor too.
Just a good man.
Yeah. Very good man. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was fun talking to him here on the radio before he left too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Well, let's see. Oh, I think I regurgitated all of it except
really?
Just a shout out to our Monday through Thursday meals. Our chef is still doing a wonderful job preparing those. We have Friday breakfast tomorrow. Then that would be Friday, the 28th, is it?
Sure. Friday
Friday of this week. We still have seats available, so we can accommodate up to roughly 60 people for our fundraiser breakfast, and all ages are welcome. It's $10. You cannot get a breakfast for $10 to meet this particular breakfast in this town. So Come on out.
And we talked about people trying to plug in and news resolutions and all that kind of stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great way to reconnect with our community.
Yeah.
Then just pop down there for just some time with these great people and great meals too.
And one of your resolutions is to come have lunch with us?
It is. Still the same year. We're not into a new year. I haven't broken that one yet. And I will come see you because I really always enjoyed it. I truly do. And I might bring a couple Rotarian friends with me too.
Perfect.
I know we've done a few projects with you over the years.
You did have a couple of Rotarians take my challenge the last time I spoke at Rotary, and they did come a couple of weeks ago.
Very good.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them.
No.
I pushed him along to come, though, I'm pretty sure.
Right. And I won't name her by name, but this happened to be a 96-year-old person who said she had never been at the senior center at all, ever, because she wasn't old enough.
Really? Well, like you said, it's all up here. It truly is.
Absolutely.
And she's got great spirit. I know who you're talking about, and it's awesome.
Yeah. It was fun to have her there. Yeah. I think she'll come back.
Really? And do you know Marcella Nelson?
That is Marcella. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I was not going to assume that's who you're talking about. But she was also the president of the Ponderay Rotary Club. And it was one of my best stories was they have a great club. Mm-hmm. Sandpoint and Ponderay meet in the same location, different days, do different things, but all about kids and helping the community.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always – she had a lot of help with her compatriots there too, which is great. That was good for the club. But I'd always ask her, and I had it one time on a podcast thing, and I – said, so Marcella, you know, Ponderay just keeps this little engine that keeps going and going and going, and you keep doing more and more things. What is the secret to your success? And all of 4'10" of her,
nothing.
Probably, or so. Yeah. She looks up to me and she goes, well, the secret is you've got to keep attracting people younger than yourself.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, what a great attitude, because that's like 99.99% of the world at that point. But I thought, what a great attitude and what a great person. It's a whole lot of fun.
So. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for coming by. It's always great seeing you. It truly is. And keep us posted on, you know, anything else you're up to that way, too.
You got it.
You're always a great guest.
Yeah. Come out of nowhere with something. Just keep watching.
And there you go. And stop by for lunch, right? I think that's the moral of the story here. So
stop by for lunch.
I'll do it. I promise.
All right.
I truly will.
All right.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have Ed Wagner. Ed is the owner of a property management company, fairly new to the area, but not new to that profession. But also, he's the head of what's called BNI, and that's Business Networking International. So we're going to talk a little bit about property management and a little bit about BNI, and we'll see where that goes. But in the meantime, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Ed.
Monday is a great day, especially at the Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store. 20% off for seniors, military, healthcare workers, teachers, and students. The Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store offers quality resale clothing, housewares, electronics, furniture, and more, all at very affordable prices. Don't forget to use your reward card for additional saving. And all proceeds benefit animals in need in the Inland Northwest, located on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay.
Spring has begun to poke its head out from below the ice and snow piles, and we just can't help but embrace the new season. Planting seeds are in stock at Winter Ridge, and we are thrilled to welcome Idaho-grown Snake River Co-op seeds. Our fresh departments at Winter Ridge are brimming with bright and delicious offerings. The grocery and chill departments are dusting off the cobwebs of the winter and making way for some new and exciting arrivals. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Spring and summer in North Idaho, for so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them, or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-452-5454. 800-452-5454. Again, that's 800-452-5454.
Well, thanks again for tuning in and finding us on 97.1 FM today. We're streaming, well, we're live right now, but we'll be streaming 24/7 at NorthIdahoRadio.com. So right after this show, if you ever want to relive these moments, which I'm sure you all do, you can find us on that, and you can play us 24/7 forever too, Tag. So thank you for making sure that happens. I appreciate that. A couple things to note. One, tomorrow, which will be Friday, depending again when you hear this, Friday, there'll be Community Day at Schweitzer. And what they do there, and it's they've been doing it for years, and it's the annual Community Day, where lift tickets are just $20, and 100% of the money goes to the Community Cancer Services. So they just give all that money to the centers and the services here, and they make a big difference. They pay for people's trips to cancer treatment. They get gas money. They do all sorts of things to make a difference when people really need the help. And Community Cancer Services does a great job with our community. And thank you, Schweitzer, for stepping up and keeping that Community Day going, too. That's really a key part of, again, Community Cancer Services. So I'm looking across the table now, and I see Ed Wagner. I saw Ed Wagner this morning, a group called BNI. I've been going to that group a little bit, filling in for Corey and Eric for Northwest Auto Body. And I watched this man move into our community, and all of a sudden he started talking about, oh, I can help with property management, and I haven't no customers yet, but I'm going to get some customers. And now I've watched him grow, and this his company has done very well. I think BNI might have helped a little bit, but I know he's helped a lot. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, David.
I'm glad you're here, too. I really am. I think you moved from, was it Oregon?
I moved from Oregon.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about you and how you got here, and what do you do?
Okay, so let's see. Oh, married in 94. And I'm kind of one of those guys that.
There you go.
Closer.
Perfect.
All right. So I'm married. I'm one of those guys that's just really wired. I gotta be moving something. So to my wife's, you know, consternation sometimes. But I'm even if what did my grandpa used to say? Even if it's I gotta be doing something, even if it's wrong, right? So if I'm making mistakes, it's okay as long as I'm moving. So I grew up in a construction family. So I struck out on my own. I worked with my dad for a little while, but the family business sometimes is rocky, at least. So I struck out on my own and started building, you know, spec homes, custom homes, and then I moved to a different town, had no customers. So I built a duplex, and that was pretty easy. And then I built another one. That was pretty easy. Built another one. That was easy. Built a couple of single family homes, rented those. And that was easy.
And where was this?
This is all in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I took on a partner, built a lot more. Well, by this time I'd made, a mistake, you could say, and replicated it like 10 times over. I basically was putting in people who are not qualified to rent my properties.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, they were just mine. Fortunately, they weren't as bad as they probably could have been. But I learned a valuable lesson is that I was going to get really good at this or I was going to hand it off to property management. So I'm kind of a hands-on guy. So I decided to get good at it. So I went to every class there was. I got licensed, even though I wasn't managing for anybody else. I joined a local trades group called the Lane County Rental Owners Society. I ended up becoming vice president and teaching most of their classes, actually, on property management. So I really enjoyed teaching at that point.
Right.
And I still didn't have any Empire Property Management customers. They were just all my rentals. But, you know, it kind of takes on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And it, more or less, at a certain point, I was running a property management company. So, and then people started asking me, they saw our success, because we had really great tenants who were paying the rent.
It pulled you in though, too. You had all the best practices being established that way, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, and it gives me a kind of a boots on the ground, firsthand look at what it's like to be a rental owner, not just a property manager.
Right.
Yeah. So, cash flow is pretty important. That's what makes this business go around. And if the tenants aren't paying rent and they're tearing the place up, then we got a real problem.
Right.
And, so that's why a lot of property management companies get fired. It's because they're not doing their job. So anyway, I opened up, I got licensed in 03 and, incorporated in 05, and I didn't put on a customer until 2012.
Wow.
Well, because I was a developer. I was building apartment complexes and single-family homes, and we just adding more to the portfolio.
You're going down a different pathway, for sure.
We're just too busy.
Right.
And then 2009 hit, but we still had almost 3 years worth of projects out ahead of us, so we just kept building. And when I came up for air, I was tired of building. So we needed something.
End of the day, you figured, okay, time to turn a chapter and find a different.
Yeah, so I think it's good for people to swap careers around. Yeah. So I take all that experience that I have.
Yeah.
Building has been really great. I can look at a building and tell owners in a minute, you know, what it needs, what its deficiencies are, what it's, you know, how it's going to rent. And so anyway, we started building, and the first thing I did, well, the first profitable thing I did, we're going to get into this now, is B&I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I was invited. Uh-huh. My banker, she said, you know, you started a company. Why don't you come visit our chapter? So I did. That was 2012.
Okay.
I ended up being vice president of that chapter for a year or two, and, you know, on membership committees and stuff. They're always trying to turn, you know, keep people busy.
Right.
Anyway, it really helped me build my company. And so when we decided to move from Oregon in 2019, but we didn't get here till 2020, you know, I built my home here, and we were managing the company in Oregon, but I'm kind of restless. And so I have another company that I was trying to market, and I could see that there was a real need for property management.
Sure.
And so not that the management companies here in town are terrible. Actually, most of them are very, very good. Mm-hmm. I could just see there was a kind of a niche for my style of management. So let's see, am I 6 months into this? I think I'm 6 months into this now.
Is that all? Really? Boy, you have made a difference here. Yeah. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah. So 6 months into it, and I like to hit the ground running. So that's what we did. And the first thing I did was join B&I.
So did you look for B&I before?
I did.
Wow.
Actually, I came here in 2020, and can I do some name dropping?
Sure.
Yeah. Carrie LaGrace.
Oh, yeah.
She was chapter president, I think, then, and she invited me. You know, I called her. She invited me in. She gave me a warm welcome when I got there, and I was on her email list for, I think, 4 years when I finally took the bait and came in, right?
Persistence.
So, yeah. Yeah. And actually, she's an amazing realtor.
She is.
Yeah, she's really good at her job. And so anyway, the new guy shows up, and what do? Yeah.
Yeah. What's the joke about you miss one meeting and what happens?
Yeah, I was president when I came back.
Well, and that's been a good ride. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and let's talk more about how that all is working for you.
Okay.
And then also tell us maybe the secret sauce about how to manage property, because I think many of us have dabbled in it, and I can tell you horror stories, but I dabbled in it and just said, you know, it's not worth the time and effort and everything else, but I think you're worth the time and effort that way to take the burden off the owners. I think that's the magic in between spot.
Love
for
to.
Sure. So very good, Ed. Well, we're going to take a break now, and then when we come back, we're going to learn the secrets of property management.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. With spring right around the corner, now it's time to inspect your vehicle after months of harsh winter driving. For March and April, we are pleased to announce the return of Mopar's Buy 3, Get the 4th Tire for only $1 sale. And with the purchase of a new set of tires, we're offering front-end alignments for $69.95. Remember, our certified technicians are performing same-day oil changes. We work on all makes and models, including Subaru, Toyota, and Honda. Pierce Auto Center.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220.
800-859-3220. News Talk 97.1 KSBT KBFI.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio. I've got Ed Wagner here from Empire Property Management sitting across the table from me here. We're talking about all sorts of things, mostly BNI and mostly life stories between us. And now we get to share it with the radio audience too, Ed. It's perfect. So Ed and his wife, Diana, moved here. And again, they're making a name for themselves. And when we last went to break, you were telling us a little bit about how you kind of started digging in here. You missed a meeting and lo and behold, you're president of BNI. And you're still president.
Yeah, I'm still president. Yeah, so I stood up to the offer, right? They said, you're the guy for the job, so yeah. How are you going to say no, right?
How do you say no?
Yeah. So I've been chapter president, I think, since October, and it's been great. I think we've grown the chapter a little bit, and we're happy about that. We got a really great dynamic of, I think, around 35 members.
Yeah.
And we give referrals to each other. So if there's any business members out there that are looking for a place to get their foot in the door,
right,
BNI is a great place to do it.
Well, look around the room this morning, relive that for a second, and tell us about some of the occupations that are there and some of the unique people that are there. It's quite a...
So we have realtors and accountants and bookkeepers and financial planners and new home construction, and we have handyman, and we have...
Auto body repair.
Northwest Auto Body, yeah, you can't forget them, right?
I forget them.
Yeah. And auto glass. I mean, the spectrum just goes on and on and on. And it's taken me a while to get to know everybody, you know, on a personal level. And that's really how BNI works. So BNI is, so VCP, that's their visibility, gives credibility, gives profitability. So that VCP is really important. So we meet every week, 7 o'clock, Thursday, at the Sandpoint Center. Right down next to Marigold's Cafe there, and it's been really great.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, some of the relationships that I've made, we started a power team at my previous BNI chapter in 2012, and one of the gentlemen, his name is Eric Dahl from Dahl Integration Marketing and Independent Business Builders. We've been meeting weekly for 13 years.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Either in person or on the phone, because we're out of state from each other now. So we meet actually right after this. I'm going to call.
Well, you have that connection still.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Lasting relationships.
The guiding principle, too, to help you out that way, for sure. So am I right or am I wrong on this? I'm new to BNI, basically, again, filling in most of the time. Is it one person per occupation?
One person per category.
Category. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So for like myself, you know, I specialize in residential property management. And so we're actually looking for a commercial property manager, and I have one in mind, and I haven't quite got him in the door yet. But you know, we look for people who complement and not compete with our category.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, how about your category again? I mean, if you're doing commercial management, some of them dabble in residential too, right? You're not really, because you probably do both.
I don't. Well, I do HOAs, but I don't do commercial.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I do HOAs, but I specialize in really multifamily property management. You know, apartment complexes are really where we hang our hat.
You bet. Well, tell us about that a little bit. So, you give great talks in the morning about some of the stories about people and how to try, kind of front load it first, so you find a good tenant before you set them loose in a building, for sure. But how do you go about doing that? We all, again, have horror stories about things that have gone south. You probably have a few. But, again, you've learned over the years how to kind of minimize that.
I actually needed to learn right away because, I mean, first of all, you're dealing with my own money. And when you're buying new properties, sometimes there's not a lot of cash flow to play with, especially right early on. So a mistake of putting the wrong tenant in your property can cost you dearly. And I was very close to putting in all the wrong people. I mean, they were all wrong people. They just ended up being better than they could have been. Yeah, so I got lucky in the beginning, but I will have to say that I did learn my lesson, and screening is really the key. And so it's a tedious, kind of arduous job that most property managers just don't really want to do, because it takes resources away from other things that maybe are more profitable. But when you put good people in the property in the first place that pay the rent, they understand what, you know, the responsibility and relationships that there is between the landlord or property manager and the property and themselves, then things go much, much smoother. It makes the property manager's job pretty clean and easy. And when you have good communication with good folks that we're all on the same page.
Sure.
In the beginning, I got lucky. Okay. I just got lucky. That's all there is to it. But I understood that things could have been really bad. So I actually have a screening company. Where I screen applications. We're so good at it that I opened up a company called Centurion Screening, and we screen applications for other property management companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what, credit checks and
credit checks, rental history. Rental history is golden. Yeah. So credit, people don't live on – some people don't borrow money, so they don't have good credit.
Right.
Yeah. So how can we fault them for that, right? So rental history, income, we check all these things that you can look at an application as a three-legged stool.
Okay.
So you have your rental history. You have your income, and you have your credit. And if one of those legs is a little short, sometimes you can brace it up with some additional deposit or a cosigner. But there is a pretty good recipe for it, and I won't tell all my secrets right
now. Don't do it unless you want to. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's not actually that complicated.
Okay, tell us then.
Okay.
Okay.
So most property managers forget this, don't know the sauce, but it's really very simple. Perfect tenant is a tenant that has good rental history, good income, and good credit. Mm-hmm. And those tenants get the base deposit, okay, which is usually $100 over the rent amount, 1 month's rent amount, okay? They get the base deposit. Everybody else is going to pay a little more or bring in a cosigner, and that brings them up to that perfect tenant level.
Right, right.
And that is as simple as it is.
What's your percentage of people who have a cosigner or need that extra boost?
Probably 30-40%.
Okay.
All student housing, of course. We do student housing in Oregon. All student housing, they come in with a cosigner.
Sure.
Every tenant, comes in with a cosigner. But most of our tenants, probably 30%, get a little bit of additional deposit, just because, you know, nobody's perfect.
Right.
That's all there's to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody.
And you have to be kind of a social worker, but not really, because you're looking out for the owner. And so you're going to give a little bit of leeway, but you're not going to say.
Well, it's a curious thing being a property manager.
Yeah.
So, and this is another thing that a lot of property management companies miss, is that ultimately, at the end of the day, the tenants are paying everybody's bills, but they don't get treated
right
like valued customers.
Right.
They get treated like they're almost in the way.
Right.
But they're the one paying everybody's bills.
Right.
And so you really need to treat your tenants like and respect them like they're a customer inside your shop. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, they will go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where you come in the middle of it too, because if me being the property owner, I don't have time to do the right background check.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the form, like everybody's done that before, but you don't even usually check.
Well, and the world's a lot more complicated than it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of securities in place for running people's credit, and you need to have the right permissions, you know, to check their rental references and things like that. And so you can't just make a phone call anymore. You have to have a signature on an application or people won't talk to you. People are worried about their, you know, their identity being stolen, things like that. So we have a lot of securities in place to keep that all safe.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You shared a few stories, too, about properties that you looked at and said, you know, you might want to fix this or adjust this and this before you get a renter in, because if it's substandard, you're probably going to attract a substandard renter, right?
Yeah.
And so with your construction background, you probably assisted people in that.
Yeah. So if you want good tenants that pay, you know, good fair market rent amounts, then you're going to have a property that appeals to people who want to rent a property like that.
Sure.
So if your property's substandard, you're going to get substandard tenants. That's all there's to it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are tenants that can't go anywhere else. They'd really rather live somewhere else. And it's not to say that substandard, I don't know if I really like that word, because there's a place and a home for everybody.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But the kind of tenants that a property management company's looking for, where we can pay the bills at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah. And so my construction background has absolutely, you know, helped with that. So I can, you know, and not just for properties that we're going to manage, but this is properties that investors are looking at, you know, before they make the buy.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're more than happy, usually free of charge, to, you know, meet with them at the property or look at the deal and say, yeah, it's great.
It's a land about here for rent for people looking at this kind of property.
Yeah.
And here's your ROI. And I'll, Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. So what's going on in the market here? Are prices stabilizing for rentals, or are they dropping a bit?
Oh, yeah. They dropped a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, people are, how do I put it? We're out of money.
Yeah.
And rents kept going up.
Right.
And people weren't, you know, the market, the work market wasn't really keeping up. And the economy is kind of soft. And so we've seen prices drop a little bit. Now they're stabilized. Mm-hmm. It's seasonal too, right? In the middle of wintertime is a terrible time to rent. So you see stuff stack up. Right now we have one vacancy. Everything's gone.
Really?
Yeah, everything's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I would think so. And again, talking to some other people, realtors mostly in town, they're saying it's really kind of flattened a bit right now. Mm-hmm. And then what happens then is they've almost overbuilt. There's a lot of building going on right now. There's 1,000 units that have come on a line in Ponderay and Sandpoint in the last year and a half, and still more coming. And so then what you start seeing is like this Amazon center.
Yeah.
And you see some of that where now all of a sudden the prices start dropping, like you're saying. And then all of a sudden then more people say, well, you know what? Sandpoint's a beautiful place. I think I want to bring my small to medium-sized industry there. And then boom, that sucks up all those, you know, kind of a leapfrog. Is that what you see too?
Yeah. So when the economy's booming, contractors put in for development projects and, you know, building permits and things like that. And then the economy tanks off just as fast. Well, all those permits and all those projects are in place.
Right.
Yeah. And they're just going to keep going with it because the money's already spent.
Right.
And so, yeah. So as soon as the market, you know, the rents start to fall because of the economy, that's when all the extra market, you know, units start to hit the economy.
Right. And you're seeing that, aren't you? I mean, it seems like Dover, you see it here, you see it all over the place.
I'm not saying they're tanking. I'm just saying there's good competition out there. And good competition actually is really great for tenants.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great for tenants because they can shop around. If you're a landlord that's not going to treat people right, they have someplace to go. And so I think we're at a healthy level.
Good.
I don't think we're overstocked.
Okay. Yeah. Sustainable then, you think, where it is?
Yeah, especially when you talk about, you know, when prices fall in rents, then, you know, we have a lot of people that have a hard time affording the rents around here.
Right, right.
People who are, especially in entry-level jobs, have a hard time sticking around. And so that really does kind of help the economy that way. Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, thanks for your time today. Yeah. How do people get a hold of you?
You can go to sandpointpm.com or you can call our office.
He's scrambling for the phone right now. Is that funny how that works?
I don't actually know my office number because I never call it.
You never call yourself. But as he's looking it up, though, it's been great spending time with you. It's been fun watching you with BNI. And again, the testimonials we hear from different people who have worked with other BNI members, it's just amazing to me. It truly, truly is. And I guess I'm a bit of a commercial here, but give him a shot. Reach out to Ed. Take his invitation up. So, well, I think we're going to have to alleviate. Ed, did you find it?
I did not.
Okay. Well, guess what? And what's the business called?
Empire Property Management.
I'll bet you'll find it if people Google that and they'll find you, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
Thanks for your time today. You take care, and we'll see everybody next week.